We hear again from our Lord's word from the Gospel of John. The next day he saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks before me, because he was before me. I myself did not know him, but for this purpose I came baptizing with water, that he might be revealed to Israel. And John bore witness. I saw the Spirit descend from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but he who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom my Spirit, whom you see the Spirit descend and remain, this is he who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I have seen and borne witness that this is the Son of God." In the name of Jesus. Well, here in the season of Epiphany, our gospel reading reveals through the prophet John the Baptist who Jesus is and what he has come to do, and he does it very clearly here in our text, and John makes it clear with his preaching. In fact, John says it twice today in our reading. For the Lord has revealed to John and to others exactly who Jesus is. He's the one, as we confess in the Creed, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man. For he had been promised and was promised from the beginning. So John rightly announces to all a couple times, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus, the one who's holy and righteous, who John says he's even unworthy to tie his sandals, he's come, and he's come to be the ultimate sin bearer for us. Jesus has come to us, the one who is the promised seed from Genesis chapter 3. He's come to crush sin, death, and the devil. He's the one, as we read in Isaiah, who is spoken of, where the prophet says, "You should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob, to bring back the preserved of Israel, and I will make you a light for the nations, that my salvation may reach to the end of the earth." So John here is declaring that Jesus is the one through whom the world will be saved, the one who came to serve the world. John 3:17 says just a couple chapters later that God didn't send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So according to our text, according to what John is declaring, there's no more waiting. There's no more anticipating this promised servant from Isaiah and the rest of the Old Testament, because Jesus is now come. And God himself has testified and shown this to be true. So there's no doubting that Jesus is the Messiah or the Christ. He's Christ not only for the Jews, but for the Gentiles, for all people. And as Isaiah calls them, the coastlands, those people who are far away, those who thought they had no hope, those who were completely lost, the greatest of sinners, Jesus came to save those people. With John's declaration that Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, we know that Jesus is also the true Passover Lamb from the Old Testament, from Exodus 12, the one to keep us from death and destruction as a result of our sin. He's the one who's come to die once for all, and his blood would cover all of our sin, as Hebrews 9 says. But when Christ appeared as high priest of the good things that have come, then through the greater and more perfect tent, that not made with hands, that is, not of this creation, Christ entered once for all into the holy places, not by means of the blood of goats and calves, but by means of his own blood, thus securing an eternal redemption. For if the blood of goats and bulls and the sprinkling of defiled persons sanctify for the purification of the flesh, how much more will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without blemish to God, purify our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So Jesus here is revealed as the one to lead our exodus out of spiritual slavery to the land of promise. John the Baptist also alludes to the scapegoat in Leviticus chapter 16, the one who carried away the sins of the people. As we read, and Aaron laid his hands on the head of the live goat and confessed over it the iniquities of all of Israel, all their transgressions, all their sins. And he shall put them on the head of the goat and send it away into the wilderness by the hand of a man who is in readiness. The goat shall bear all their iniquities on itself to a remote area, and he shall let the goat go free in the wilderness. So Jesus is your scapegoat. He's your sin bearer. Jesus, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, gives us himself. He comes to serve us, not as a new lawgiver, a taskmaster, who demands to be served, but he comes to serve you. He comes to serve and to give his life as a ransom for you, so that he exchanges or trades with us by taking the penalty of death upon himself, by becoming for us what we are, becoming a sinner. In fact, Jesus, the Holy One, becomes the greatest sinner for you. He endures it all and is your substitute. In exchange, he covers you and gives you his perfect righteousness. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God." Luther called this the great exchange, and says, "The Son of God says to you, you are no longer a sinner, but I am. I am your substitute. All your sins are to rest on me and not on you." We sing about this and we proclaim it every divine service in the Agnus Dei, which is our confession of Jesus being the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We do so in the liturgy. For in the service of the Lord, in the Lord's Supper, we're gathered by the Holy Spirit who has placed Jesus into this sin-bearing office where he is truly given for you. He gave his life. The place where you can certainly know that Jesus has given his body into death for your sins and shed his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. For in the Lord's service, even in our hymnals today, after our Lord speaks his words of institution of the Holy Supper, we're gathered to his altar and confess together and sing together that Jesus is the Passover Lamb. He is the Savior, the one who's borne our sins. And as our Lord gathers us to himself to feed us his true body and true blood, we confess that he is our true Lord. Every time we sing, "O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, you take the sin of the world away. O Jesus Christ, true Lamb of God, have mercy on us, Lord," we pray. This is explained beautifully in the Catechism as we answer the question of what it means to believe in Jesus Christ as our Lord. The second article tells us, "I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten of the Father from eternity, and also true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord, who has redeemed me, a lost and condemned creature, purchased and won, delivered me from all sins, from death, and the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with his holy precious blood, and with his innocent suffering and death, in order that I may be wholly his own, and live under him in his kingdom, and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, even as he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. This is most certainly true." So this morning, as you are gathered, in the name of the one who is your Savior and your Lord, having been baptized into his death and his resurrection, he's come to give you his gifts, his victory, won for you as the Lamb of God who takes away your sin. In the name of Jesus.